Keith, so much to talk about from that game. We'll try and condense it a little bit because of it being so late. But it wasn't the ideal start, everybody getting caught in traffic. 8:15 kickoff. Somehow that's played into your hands. Just absolutely incredible. Hopefully you're not lost for words, because it's your words of wisdom we all want. But how do you describe that? And also that victory against the league leaders, where does that rank for you as Habeas Swift manager?
It wasn't, weren't ideal preparation. It took me 3.5 hours from Docklands to get here tonight. But I've played in games where you turn up late, and somehow it does help the team that are late. Needham have been here for a long while and itching to get started, and it played into our hands. And I thought first 15 minutes we started really well. We come out, we done well, and then we had a couple of half chances, and then, to be fair, probably the next half hour we got the run around. And I think over the 90 minutes everyone was excellent, but got to give special praise to Dan in goal. I thought he kept us in it first half with two or three fantastic saves, and then two goals right on half time. Both goals, I'm right behind both of them, and as soon as they've hit them, they've gone in. Second half, we've come out, started well. Liam's been harshly sent off, and then after that we've defended for our lives, and it was the Alamo, to be honest. Last 15 minutes the clock didn't seem to move, but that's the team spirit that we've, one victory at Burnham. I asked us to replicate the hard work and togetherness that we had then. We've done it tonight, and that's a fantastic result. I've only ever been here twice, I've got 6 points.
banned.
Yeah, I might see if I can come here every week. It was a resolute performance against a very good side. Let's be honest, they're a good side. They moved the ball very well, but I thought we kept our shape, excellently. I thought all over the pitch we done our jobs, and we've earned a bit of luck. We haven't had much luck up until now, but we earned a little bit of luck tonight, and it's 3 magnificent points.
There were times in that first half when they were lining up shots, so I'm really not sure where those two goals from us came from, but they were very well taken goals, and what an absolute blitz, I think, in the final minute of first half stoppage time from Billy.
Yeah, great strike. Great strike, and he's got that in his locker, and Neil, Neil's had his critics, and people have knocked him and said, he ain't doing it. I know Neil for a long while, and I think, what's that? That's 6 goals in 3 games in a week. 6 goals in a week. He'll do that. I thought his all-round play today was much better. His hold-up play was much better. His work ethic, as was Billy's. And that's confidence from scoring goals. Strikers need confidence. And I think, first half we kept our shape well all 90 minutes. And first half we didn't, when we got into their last third, we didn't use the ball well enough. And I said that at half time. Second half, we didn't get the chance, because we was down to 10 men, and it was, kick it and defend. But we done our job, and it's a resilient together, and there's been some unsavoury scenes at the end, which will bring us closer together as well. And it's a great night for the football club.
Now, before Danny was called into some of those one-handed saves, there were also some crucial stops by Steve Good and Tomo as well. They came in with some crucial defensive performances to stop those Needham players getting side of goal. When Needham players did have side of goal, Danny's made some outstanding saves, but some crucial performances at the back as well.
Yeah, experience. Those two lads you've mentioned there, they've been around, they've played higher level than we are at the moment, and they've got that experience and that will to win. And the younger players of the side have got to look to them too, and they've led by example. And I can't speak highly enough of Goody. He's been, since he's been here, he's been exemplary in his attitude and the way he's gone about himself. And Tomo, Tomo will come in as player coach now, replace Lee. And I think that's a great move for the club, for me, and for Tomo. And he's been excellent as well. And he made a massive difference Saturday. Today he was, a bit quieter, but he went about his business and done his job, and it's a great result for the football club.
Now, on the Liam Springett sending off, 58 minutes on the clock when that happened. I've got to admit, I didn't see it, but fans in the stand saying studs up and bad tackle. What's your view? Probably quite a long way away from it, but even so.
I'm a long way away. I just think it's. I don't know. I don't think it's a red card. He's caught the fella. Don't get me wrong. He's caught him, but he's made a genuine effort to win the ball, and you know he's there's a few hundred people here, you know, screaming and shouting, and that makes referees' decisions. And I think it's, you know, no one was expecting a red, you know, a yellow card. Get on with it. And then after that, he made a few funny decisions, the referee. But up until then, I thought he'd handled the situation with us being late very well. You know, full credit to him for that. And I thought he had a good game up until the hour mark, really. And then he seemed to lose his way a little bit.
Depending on what you see on video and what's on video, would you consider, and have we got the facility to appeal that red card?
I don't know, mate, to be honest. I wouldn't know. You know, I've never had the...
But if that facility exists and you see something that warrants you to go to jail and say, can we appeal it with video evidence, presumably that's a route that you would wish to go down, because he's your captain and a very important fullback as well.
If we can appeal it, you know, I'd like to, you know, he sent him off for violent conduct, which I don't know, I didn't know a missed time tackle was violent conduct, but yeah, we could appeal it, you know, once I get the DVD off of you. I can speak to Jill and have a look. And yeah, we'll see. Yeah, because Liam, no, he's done excellent. He's another one who's come in, and I've made him captain. Experienced lad, been his attitude's been exemplary since he's joined, and you know, I think the lads, other lads, look up to him.
And are you able to give any comments on the alleged incident after the game involving Liam as a victim of an assault in the dressing room?
Yeah, basically their physio's come in and thrown two punches at him, which is totally unacceptable. You know, you do that in your job at work, you lose your job instantly. So whether we take it down the police route or whether we leave it up until the league and need him to deal with independently, that's up to them. It's up to Liam, you know, and the club. I just spoke to Liam and the chairman. It's up to them how they want to deal with it.
And your support, whatever way
Liam wants to go, whatever way, you know, because their fella's denied it already. Liam's not the sort of lad who's going to make it up. He played here pre-season. He's not going to make it up. That's going to bring us closer together as a unit, because, you know, once it got round the team that's what's happened, you know, there's five or six of them wanting to find their physio and bring about retribution, which is not right, but it's a good thing on the other end. So, it's up to whatever Liam and as I said, Nick, the chairman, wants to do.
And a number of arguments on the pitch at the end, all sorts of people surrounding everybody. I mean, what was all that about?
That's just adrenaline and what's happened. You know, things. Tomo's made a comment. He's apologised to their manager. Their manager's accepted it. Heat of the moment stuff, handbags. We're just happy we've won. They're disappointed they've lost, and those things happen. And you know, people have shook hands, seen each other in the bar, and that's nothing. That's handbag stuff.
And just finally, will this result tonight give you a real foothold now at climbing that table? I think we're 14th after that. Does that really now bring some momentum off the back of Saturday's 4-1 win? Because they were two very, very different clubs, weren't they? Burnham Ramblers and Needham Market, just one end of the spectrum to the other.
I think it. I said all along it'd take me time to get things right, and I think you look. We've made one change tonight from Saturday. You know, Barb's come in because left back is a specialist position, and you know, Spriggsy done excellent Saturday. I just felt we needed Barb's experience, and we're now getting down to a settled 11. Because we've had a lot of injuries, suspensions, and once we get our settled 11, our best 11 out, we know that we can compete with the best teams in this league, i.e. tonight's result. So, you know, it's still, you know, we've still got things to work on, still things where we can improve, because we're not the finished article yet. But, you know, we'll push on, and, you know, I'm disappointed we haven't got a game Saturday in one breath, but, you know, we've got a few niggles, few knocks, so, you know, a weekend off might do us good, and we'll be raring to go next Tuesday for Chessing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.